In a video circulating on social media, South African Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says over 70% of the women seeking maternity services at the hospital in Musina are impoverished Zimbabweans. Analysts say the situation exposes Zimbabwe's structural problems, specifically a healthcare system on the verge of collapse. The South African Home Affairs Minister has been a target of criticism from the ruling party members of ZANU-PF in South Africa for his government's ongoing blitz against illegal immigrants. The minister says the current crackdown targets border jumpers rather than genuine permit holders. Motsoaledi has also alleged that Zimbabwean security officers are taking bribes to help border jumpers. Zimbabwe has denied the claim. State media reports in Zimbabwe reported that since the operation started, 89,000 people have been arrested trying to illegally cross the border. 10 people reportedly drowned while trying to cross the Limpopo River a few days ago. Observers say the situation lays bare the deep structural problems in Zimbabwe's public services and the cascading impact on its neighbors despite the government's denial of a crisis. Mabuto Mabena of the Zimbabwe South Africa Association in South Africa says Harare needs to accept and address the long-standing crisis.
It is not the first time that we've been told that women from Zimbabwe flood Musina Hospital and the one more hospital in Ehurulen. I'm not sure whether it's Tembisa Hospital, but they always mention a hospital in Ehurulen where they come and give birth. This calls on the Zimbabwean government to be serious in terms of rebuilding the economy.
A number of hospitals in South Africa told VOA they are charging up to over $300 if people do not have permits. Those who can't afford it are being turned away. The numbers of undocumented Zimbabweans far outnumber the less than 178,000 ZTP permit holders. Mabena says the crisis at the Bay Bridge border post is linked to the economic crisis.
When a country has close to 90% people in the informal sector, it's natural that they will go out of the country to look for products to resell in the country.
Mabena maintains the government is trying to find this out by blaming its wars on international sanctions.
It's clear that this crisis is not as a result of the economic sanctions as argued by the Zimbabwean government and ZANU-PF. It's a crisis that has been created by the looting class in Zimbabwe. They continue to loot the resources. They have no plan on how to rebuild the economy.
Analysts say the number of illegal border crossings reflects the exorbitant passport prices that Zimbabweans can't afford. Mbuso Fuzwayo, a socio-political analyst, concurs that neighboring countries are feeling the burden.
The government of Zimbabwe is not helping. It has created an immigration crisis within the region. So, and the SADC member states must be very open with Zimbabwe that it has created a crisis in the region, because this is now turning out to be a regional crisis. And the Zimbabwean government must take the blame and should not point fingers to anyone.
Mbuso Fuzwayo, a socio-political analyst, concurs that neighboring countries are feeling the burden.
Our health system has collapsed to the extent that if you are to look at women, pregnant women, going outside the country to go and deliver in foreign countries, it will tell you that the country is gone. There is no longer a country. There is no longer a government.
Fuzwayo and others blame economic mismanagement and mediocrity in governance, given the country's rich natural resources. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.